It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Tomatoes are in the ground and hopefully they're growing well, but I understand that we need to sort of do some preventative actions to make them grow stronger and make more tomatoes. Can you fill us in on what we should do for the different kinds of tomatoes in our gardens?
Oh, yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, usually with tomatoes, you put them in the ground, you're feeling good, and then all of a sudden, a month or two later, it's like, oh, what's that? What's that? What's that? And then you send me questions, and I'm happy to answer those. But let's see if we can prevent a few of the problems before they get going. First of all, if you haven't planted tomatoes, you can still do it. Even though we're into early or late June now, you still have plenty of time to get a tomato plant in the ground and get a nice production from it before the frost comes in the fall. The second thing you should do is mulch. And the mulch you can use would be hay or straw or even bark chips. I've been using wood chips under mine lately and they seem to work well. The idea is that it's going to preserve the soil moisture so your plants won't dry out as fast. And the other thing it does, of course, is to slow down a lot of these foliar diseases, the early blights and the septoria leaf spots and those kinds of things. If you can have a mulch layer underneath your plant, it's going to be less likely when it rains to have the spores splash up onto the leaves. Now, the other thing you do is that take a look at those bottom leaves, and if they show signs of any kind of disease on them, strip them right off. In fact, I've seen some gardeners literally strip all the leaves of their plants off all the way up to where you get the first set of flowers. That's how far they'll go with it. And that leaves a big area there, so it's less likely you're going to get disease later on in the season. As we get into July, one of the things you're going to want to do is pinch the suckers, especially if you're growing those heirloom varieties like Brandywine or the ones that get really big. Any suckers that form after early July tend not to have enough time to actually produce and mature some fruit for you. This would, the exception, of course, would be cherry tomatoes. They just keep producing no matter what. Finally, there's some interesting research out there that says by planting Genovese basil, you know, the big tall basil plants around your tomato plants, you can confuse a tomato hornworm moth that's going to be laying the eggs of the tomato hornworms on your plants. So the moth comes over, it senses the basil but doesn't sense the tomato and moves on to other places. So that's a little preventive thing that might really help in your garden.
Oh, do people stop you in the grocery store, Charlie, and ask you what to do about the weird spots on their tomato plants?
I get it all over the place.
Okay, here's a question from Mary and Charlotte. Mary actually called in with this question. Let's give it a listen.
I have two peony plants on my east side of my house that have been there for a decade or more and have been beautiful. They have not bloomed for the last couple of years. There are two changes that have happened. One, I am now putting compost down on the garden bed every early season for the last 3 years. I would think they would love that. The second thing is, later in the season, for the last couple of years, they've had a white powdery substance all over them. And I don't know what that is or how to prevent it. They are not bloomed for the last 2 years, and they used to be absolutely glorious. So wondering what I'm doing wrong. Thank you.
So Mary's, yes, peonies not blooming for the last 2 years really has probably nothing to do with the compost or even the mildew that you're seeing. It's probably most likely due to not enough light. That is probably the number one reason peonies don't bloom. If you've had peonies in the same spot for a number of years, obviously other plants around them keep growing bigger and bigger, the trees and the shrubs, and eventually you're not getting the mandatory 6 to 8 hours of light peonies need to flower. So that would be the first thing to check. If that's happening in your yard, then this fall you might want to dig up and move that peony to your sunnier spot. The other thing that could happen is that if you're applying any kind of nitrogen fertilizer to your lawn, that could leach out into the peony root system and cause a plant that gets big and lush but doesn't flower. So stop fertilizing the lawn with nitrogen and that might help too. And if you did plant it where the crown is 2 inches deep, or if you've been mulching it or putting compost on, too much compost on it, and you've kind of buried that crown a little bit deeper than 2 inches, that will stop it from blooming too. So you might want to pull back some of that mulch and compost and see if that helps. So hopefully we can get your peony back in flower again next year.
Okay, and you can stop Charlie in the grocery store or you can send questions here and Charlie can answer them on the radio. Find the web post at vermontpublic.org, then search All Things Gardening, submit your question, and listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Mary. And yes, I'd rather do them on the radio so everybody gets the benefit, but if you see me in the grocery store, don't hesitate to ask a question. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.